Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made more." His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, I was in Rome, attending a conference hosted by the International Diaconate Center. And while we were there, we visited the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls. Now, St. Lawrence was a deacon of the 3rd century, and he was considered to be, quote, the Pope's money guy. And so his responsibility was to take care of the sick, the poor, and the destitute in the city of Rome. Now, while we were there, I had this opportunity to celebrate Mass with my brother deacons from all around the world, 35 different countries. And it was truly an amazing and overwhelming and emotional experience for us. Because you see, it was during the 3rd century that the Roman authorities were persecuting the church. And the emperor ordered that priests and deacons, bishops, and even the Pope to be martyred. And this was the situation that Deacon Lawrence found himself in when he was captured in the catacombs by the Romans with the Pope and a number of his other deacon friends. Now, the Romans spared Deacon Lawrence. Why? Because he was the money guy, and the Romans wanted all the money. So they gave him 3 days to go about the whole city of Rome to gather up all the wealth. 3 days later, Deacon Lawrence comes back, and he presents to the Roman authorities the true treasure of the church. He handed over to them the poor, the destitute, and the sick. Now, as you can imagine, the Romans were not very amused with Deacon Lawrence, and so they had him martyred in a most gruesome way. But this experience at the Basilica was really transformational for me because it helped to shape my understanding of the true treasures of our church and how I use my own gifts and talents in building up the kingdom of God. Now, I tell this story for two very important reasons. First, Pope Francis has declared today, November 19th, as the first World Day for the Poor. Every year on the 33rd Sunday, Pope Francis has asked the church from around the world to reflect on how the poor are at the heart of the gospel. And certainly, for the Pope, the poor are at his heart as well. He likes to tell the story that when he was in the conclave and it became apparent that he was going to be elected Pope, his good friend from Brazil, Cardinal Humes, leaned over to him and said, "Don't forget the poor." And this so inspired the Pope-elect that he took on the name Francis, in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, who was a champion for the poor. Now, the second reason I tell this story is last Friday was the memorial of our patroness, St. Elizabeth of Hungary. She was also a champion for the poor, known for her charitable work and for her care for the sick. Our own patroness is a model, an example for us in actions, words, and deeds in service to the poor. And so it is fitting on this World Day of the Poor we hear the parable of the talents, which stresses our skills and our abilities are gifts from God to be used in building up his kingdom. Now, our secular society, however, tells us that our talents are to be used to be the best in the world for our own competitive pursuits and advantages, to be the best in sports, to be the best in school, to be the best in our work. And certainly it is good to strive for excellence. But does God really want us to be the best in the world, putting our talents to use only for ourselves? A number of years ago, a spiritual director of mine suggested to me that God was less interested in us being the best in the world and more interested in us being the best for the world by helping the poor, the disadvantaged, and the marginalized. You know, being the best for the world means integrating our gifts and talents wisely in building up the kingdom of God. In our reading from Proverbs, the virtuous woman, whose value is far beyond pearls, is skilled at home, at work, and in her community. But she also reaches out her hands and her arms to the poor and to the needy. You know, being the best for the world is action-oriented and caring for the poor through our deeds and actions. Until recently, I viewed poverty in terms of lack of material goods. And certainly there is much poverty in our world, in our country, and in our communities. But I've now come to realize that there is a poverty that goes far beyond being hungry or homeless. and affects even the wealthiest. It's a spiritual poverty of loneliness, abandonment, discouragement, lack of purpose, loss, or a burning and hunger for Jesus Christ. And we don't need to go to far-off lands to find it. Perhaps we only need to look as far as our family, our friends, the homebound in our communities, the sick in our hospitals and nursing homes, maybe a coworker or a neighbor next door. You see, St. Lawrence was right. The true treasure of the church is you and me and our brothers and sisters in all of our struggles and in our own poverty. To be the best for the world is more than just providing material assistance to the poor and needy, but to give hope and to give dignity to everyone we encounter on our life's journey. St. Teresa of Calcutta, in her book, No Greater Love, writes, "Before God, we are all poor." Today, as we come to the gift of the Eucharist, we nourish ourselves with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to become one of us in our poverty. Born in a stable and broken on the cross, we see him in the faces of the poor and in the wounds of those that we encounter. Let us give back to God with wild abandonment all the gifts he has given us by being the best for the poor. On our final day, we will not be judged by the world standards, but rather God will judge us on how well we took care of his true treasures. And I can just imagine God telling us, "You remembered the poor. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come into the joy of my kingdom."